Oh my God.
Today is an exciting day.
Why?
Because I thought it'd be so fun.
Can't wait.
If we took personality tests. Yeah. I feel like, you know, we have
intense
and different personalities.
I'll say.
But it works.
You're pinky, I'm brain.
Which one's the fat one?
Damn. You got me there.
Yeah, I think it'll be very interesting to take these tests.
You're dog, I'm cat.
Or cat dog. I loved that show.
Cat dog.
Little cat dog.
We're aging ourselves.
What
cat
a weird
dog.
We can't get a green light, but that got
my
a green light.
Cat dog got a green light. God, get a grip, Hollywood.
So listen, it's a cat and a dog.
They're combined.
Someone's like, literally, yes. Like a whole show. That is hilarious.
5 seasons. Let's go.
I lived, and when I was younger, I would love cat dog.
It was okay.
Cat dog, Ed and Eddy.
I'm Wanda, you're Cosmo.
That's nice.
I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it.
All right.
Well, anyone? No one?
Matilda.
Yeah.
Matilda.
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 Now, Gore.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Violet Tchotchke.
And I'm Got Mick.
And you are watching another episode of
No Gorge.
We are going to start off the personality tests with the Myers-Briggs.
Yes. I've actually never heard of this.
You've never heard of this?
No.
It's like, I don't know the exact, people do it. Like, people will put it in their, like, bios and shit.
What?
Yes.
What is it? What are, like, the options?
It's like different letters, and it's like, this is how you see your... It's almost like astrology. Astrology.
It's almost like astrology.
It's almost like astrology. All right, so there's a scale, 1 through 7. 1 is strongly agree. 7 is strongly disagree.
Okay.
The first one is, you regularly make new friends.
7. Oh, wait, 1. 1. Whatever the best is.
It's not... I disagree. I never make new friends. I don't have any friends.
Wait, which one's the one that we agree?
7 is disagree. I disagree. I never make new friends.
I think I'm going to say I'm like a 3.
I'm going to say I'm a 6.
Do you think that's
You
true?
Make friends everywhere you go. Everyone loves
I know,
you. You light up the room.
But
I walk
friend.
In and people cower. It's insane. A true friend? No. You don't have any of those. I'm the only one.
It's not true.
New friends? No. I hate new people. That's not true. I don't know. That's so hard. Like, real friends or, like, what kind of friends?
No, just, like, make friends. Like, just, like, are you friends?
Like, are you a friendly person?
Do you make fucking
genuine
friends?
Genuine friends connection. Like, we're talking,
oh, my
like,
God. We're not talking, like, being in your wedding party. Just, like, are you friends with them?
Party.
Like,
no, like, I think.
Like, are we talking that we're going to go, like.
People that I actually like and would want to see again and again and again and again. No. Probably a 6. But do I walk in the room, people want to talk to me? Yeah. Are we friends? No.
Okay.
6. Moving on. We spend our time studying various objects and interests that pique our interests? Absolutely not. 7 for me. I already know what I like. There's no new things for me.
I think it's a low one for me, too. I'm going to put like a 6. Or like a 5. I'll do 5.
I've explored enough.
I love exploring, but I think I'm a little ADD diva. I'm like, I'm not going to spend time exploring that. Yes or no?
You know what you like by this point in life.
Yeah. But you never know. So I'm going to keep it a little on the open.
I'm a 7. Like, I know what I like. I've tried to play sports. I don't like it. I've tried to camp. Don't like it.
I like things. I've never camped. See? A little bit of time exploring.
Final answer. 6.
6. I... 5.
What, counting? What you,
well, it's like, hard math. It's hard math.
1 is agree. 7 is disagree. 4 is neutral.
All right. Well, okay. Just counting down.
5, 4,
7,
three,
6.
2, 1.
seeing other people cry can easily make you want to cry too.
Depends on who it is. These are all like
relative.
Relative
but
questions.
But you saw a random person cry.
And I saw a random ass person that I did not know at all cry. I'd be like, get
Heart
a
seven.
Room. Like, go home, gorgeous.
Well,
like,
some
truly,
people like get upset.
Yeah, who is that person who was like crying on Drag Race and Candy Muse was like, oh my God. That's how I feel when I see people cry sometimes. I'm like, get a grip, build a bridge, and get over it.
No,
it was like my friend who's going through something that happened to me the other day.
Yeah.
I started crying.
Right. So.
So four. Rachel just made a face.
This is measuring like your empathy, basically.
Right, and I'm middle, and you think I have no empathy at all. I'm saying I'm neutral, and Rachel was like, no, you're not.
I don't know if you're the most neutral person, honestly, with that.
Empathy for strangers on the street.
Just in general, like, how bad do people make, like, that cry make you want to cry?
Okay, well, this is not easy. How bad do people want to make me want to... I can cry at movies, you guys. I cried at a Pixar film
you
one
do?
Time. Like,
you
what do you mean? Like,
cry.
I cry watching movies all the time. But, like, if I see... No, well, sometimes if I was, like... If I'm, like, on an airplane and I see somebody crying, I'm like, oh, they're definitely going to, like, bury their mom or something. And I start getting sad.
Oh, I sob on the plane all the time just for fun. There something in there?
If I see somebody crying on a plane, I'm like, oh, they're, like, something... I don't know. It's circumstantial.
I think this test might be just in general. Like, I think we're all be like, but what if it's your best friend? Like, how often we meet best friends? Like,
well,
no, it's just
this
in
is how
general.
You have to pick a scale. So it's like.
So in general, like when you see people cry.
The percentage of times that it's not like every single time someone's crying, but like it's happened before. Yes.
I like always want to cry sometimes, but my tea gets me good. So I literally can never cry. So I think I'm a low on the scale. I think I'm like a six.
I mean, you're a high.
Whatever. This is so hard.
I'm going to say that I'm a 5.
I'll do 6. I, like, cannot cry.
I've, like, only seen you cry when you're having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, I, like, don't cry.
Okay. You often make a backup plan for a backup plan.
1. I'm going to say 2. I'll say 2. Locking in 2. Babe, I'm literally like, if everything falls to shit, we're opening an antique store in Denver. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, there's always
that.
A backup plan.
Yeah, you love a backup plan.
I love a backup. It makes me feel at peace.
I think I'm going to say that I'm like a...
You're not a planner.
No, I think I'm like a 5. Because I always have like a backup. I think I'm always like a little bit. You think I'm even lower?
I don't think I've ever in my life heard you plan a single thing.
I'm always planned out. But it's just like... If it's not the first one, I just don't do it. It's like,
I'm
no.
saying you're
like
a
I'm
6,
like my way or the highway. So a backup of the backup.
No way in hell do you have a backup for your backup.
True.
No fucking. You don't even have an original plan, let alone a backup and then another backup. You're a 6.
Original plan. Fine, I'll go with a 6.
You're a 6. I'm
a
2.
I could see that because I really don't ever have a backup of my backup. If I have a backup,
you don't
plan,
even have a backup.
If I have a backup plan, we're lucky.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess
you're
right.
A 6. 100%.
Backup of a backup is buck wild.
I'm a 2.
A backup of your backup,
babe. I'm always thinking if this doesn't work out, then what?
But that's your backup plan.
And then I go, and if that doesn't work out, then what? And then I go, if that, I'm constantly trickling it down. And I'm like, well, then I could sell the car, and then I could move, then I could sell feet pics, and then I am constantly thinking of the worst scenarios that could possibly happen and what I would do.
You do that. Stressor.
I'm maybe a 1.
Honestly, maybe
I'm
now that you're
one.
Talking it
no,
out, I'm
a
like,
1.
I'm like, damn, you really do that, and it stresses me out.
I know, I get stressed.
I'm like, oh my God, do I have to sell my house? Like, Jesus.
No, I'm like, okay, well, push comes to shove, honey. I'm selling pussy on the street. Let's go.
You do that.
Absolutely. I'm like, we'll go to Brazil.
Okay. I love that idea. Brazil.
You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
Oh, I'm a 6.
6.
Wait, is it, I'm not
wait,
calm?
You usually stay calm under pressure. Do not agree. 6.
You usually stay calm in pressure?
Under a lot of pressure. I don't know. I work well under pressure, but I'm not calm.
You are so not.
I'm not calm at all.
No.
But I work well under pressure.
That's not the question.
I'm just saying that for the viewers, for entertainment purposes. I'm saying I'm a 6.
If you're out in Hollywood, I will work well.
No, I'm just saying a lot of my best work is done under pressure, and the results end up being good, but I'm manic the entire time.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm chill.
What?
Really? I think I'm just like
you think you work well under pressure.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time you didn't have a dress for that random red carpet and you had a full-blown mental panic attack?
Yeah.
Ugly crying.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
That was a lot of pressure. That wasn't even that much pressure. You're going to be under more pressure coming up. Not to freak you out.
That was a lot of pressure.
We had like three things going on, maybe. It was like learning a 1-2 buckle
my
shoe my
God.
And putting a dress together.
And my number. And it was like a lot of stuff.
Babe, you do not work well under pressure. But if you believe so, we can put it, we can mark it down. But I don't think so.
I think I work better under pressure than not.
The question was?
You usually stay calm.
Oh, do not you even the question. Do you stay, not even the question.
Do you stay calm under pressure? Not do you work well, do you stay calm? No.
I think I work well, but
you're
I'm
better
not,
than me.
I think I work well, but I'm not calm.
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Maybe I am calm though.
You're.
I feel like I vibe.
Just say you're a 4 or a 5. You're
working and staying calm is like tomato tomato.
Babe, we know that. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're not calm.
I'll say 4. I think I'm. Pretty
I mean,
calm.
If you want to say, I mean, look, it's dealer's choice, but. I've been there with you and we're working under pressure and you're not calm. And neither am I. Both of us are just not calm.
Psychopaths.
Yeah, psychos.
So 4 it is.
I'm a 6. At social events, you rarely try to talk to people and introduce yourself to new people. I'm not going up to new people and being, well, that's, oh, fuck.
You never do that.
Unless I'm wasted.
You literally never do that.
Unless I'm wasted.
I always do that. I think it's something like my MO.
Unless I'm wasted. Remember that one time I was at Akbar and I went up to that guy and I go, you're really tall. And he just walked away.
You do randomly. And I'm like.
Right. And the other night.
Watching with my jaw dropped.
The old guys that I've been talking
to. You? And they're always weird. Like, well, it's never
I start
like,
to feel bad. I start to feel empathetic when I'm drunk. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, that guy's all alone. Like, I should just go and say something nice. And then they think I'm flirting with them. And then they want to kill me.
Right. Yeah. It's never like an actual normal person. It's like the craziest, randomest person. And you say like the craziest thing.
When I'm drunk, the drunk me does go up to people and start striking up a conversation. But sober me is like, do not talk to me.
So what is the striking up a conversation number 1? 6 or 7. I'll say I'm like a, I think I'm a 6.
I think I'm a 4. I've changed my mind. Because I do that. And I find myself talking to randoms. And I'm like, how did I...
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I can see that for you. You're like not going up to people. You just like don't.
I don't. That's not my first instinct.
Yeah.
It's not my first instinct is to go to people.
I love talking to people.
I like to attract, but then I get bored and I'm like, well, that person looks like they might have something interesting style. Like, let me go see.
Yeah. I love that.
You prefer to completely finish one project before starting another.
What's the dislike? What's the one that's no?
7.
Oh, maybe 6. Because
I think I'm a 6 as well.
I think I'm a 6 because I literally will start 100 things at once. Mm-hmm. But especially with your house, I'm like, I need to finish this. Like, I have a new thing where I'm like, it's so cunty right. to finish something. So I want to, but it's just my brain won't let me.
I mean, I think most things that I want to do eventually get accomplished and finished. Does it happen on the timeline that I originally said it would happen on?
Never.
No.
Yeah.
Am I on time? No, but I always am correct. I'm not always on time. Give you my all.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm a 5.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm a 6. Like, I like always am start. I'm like.
The stuff gets, like I've done a lot and the stuff gets done.
Like while I'm doing something, I'm like, I could also be watching TV on the computer. Like I'm.
Right now I probably have like, I don't know, 4 or 5 projects going that are just like ongoing.
100. Yeah.
But they're going to eventually get done, but they're simultaneously all happening at once.
Yeah. That's just life, honey. Life in the fast lane.
5, 6.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not right. I feel like I am better at it than you.
At finishing projects?
Yeah, finishing projects.
What have I never finished?
That painting?
It's
your mood works.
It's done.
Oh, fuck.
Well, because you would be 1 better.
Okay, yeah, I'm 5.
What have you finished lately?
I just have more.
Or this year.
I've been on the earth longer, so I have more projects. That's all I'm trying to say.
That doesn't mean you finish more projects than me.
I just had more time to finish them than you.
Yeah.
Because I've lived, like, I don't know, 5 years longer or whatever it is.
That's not the question, but sure.
You are very sentimental.
I am. One, two. I'm going to say two for me.
I'm going to say like a six. I'm like not sentimental at all. It's like actually annoying.
But sentiment by definition just means like, oh, this means something to me because I attribute meaning to it because it was a time. Like it's almost like a nostalgic thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We were like just talking about this the other day. It's like so weird. Like I'm like, if there was like a fire and I had to pick something, I'd be like totally fine. Just ditching.
Oh no. Everything's got to come. Like the lockets, get the jewelry. Like my grandmother gave me her ring before she died. Like I'm like all the stuff. Like I'm like, like I need all my things. My it's good luck. And I believe in all that stuff. Like, also, people give me, like, jewelry for me is, like, a huge deal.
Yeah, I love jewelry.
Like, if someone gives me jewelry, I'm like, that's, like, a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just don't have, like, physical sentiment. I don't know. I'd be bad in, like, ancient Egypt.
I also, like, even, like, photos of me evoke, like, or smells can even get me sentimental sometimes. Like, certain smells of, like, candy that I would have as a child or, like...
Oh, I guess I like think of stuff, but like I think it's like, am I a sentimental? Like,
but sentimental's
like,
not.
I need to like carry this with me forever. Like,
I think it just means like, I think of sentiments when certain things trigger my senses. It can be physical things, or smell, or sight, or sound. I'm very sentimental. The question is, you like to use organizing tools like schedules or lists? Four. I'm trying to get better at that actually, so I'm going to say I'm a five. Oh, wait, no, I'm a three because it's not my forte, but I do use them when I'm trying to get shit done.
Yeah, that's the thing with mine is like I won't do it if I don't have a schedule or a list. So I think I'm really high, but I'm not good at it either.
I think we're like both
I need someone to help me make the list.
Yeah. But you use the list, though.
Yes, I need a list.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, I don't know. Like I will literally leave the house and go to the grocery store and forget what I went for.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm like, on my phone at the grocery store like.
Yeah.
Eggs,
you
right.
You need a list,
right,
yeah.
The eggs.
So a list is one.
One is agree, seven is strongly disagree, four is neutral.
I would say a three.
Question is, even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your abilities and overall knowledge. No. Seven.
I think I'm probably like a six. Five. A small comment.
A small mistake.
Oh, that I made?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I thought it was like a comment. No, no, no.
No mistakes. Everything leading me to the right. Very Oprah about it.
I'll put like
there's
six.
There's no mistakes possible.
I'll put six just in case I really fuck up one day. I'm like, damn, but.
Well, there's like mistakes, but it's all correcting you to the right path.
Yeah.
Like you're going, there's no wrong path. Like, yeah, I make mistakes, but.
Yeah.
It's
no,
not
I don't...
like divine mistakes. Like there's no way to mess up the divinity of it all.
Yeah, no, sometimes I could fuck up though and be like, all right, but it's always like fine. It's not like,
yeah,
like
I apologize,
life earth shattering.
I make amends and move on and I'm back on
does
track.
Not yeah, not for us.
The question is, you feel comfortable walking up to somebody that you find interesting and striking up a conversation?
Love doing that.
I am scared of that. People intimidate me.
Really?
Like people that I find, well, I'm thinking it sexually. Like if I'm at the gym and I find a guy hot, I'm like not going to go up and talk to him. I'm going to wait till he tries to talk to me. If he doesn't talk to me, I'm like, well, he thinks I'm ugly.
Yeah. I would say like the second over for me. Two.
The second one, maybe. Is that two?
Well, it's like hard. The back and forth of the dislike and like, I'm like, okay.
You feel comfortable going up to people. I'm going to say I'm a five. The question is, you are not interested in analyzing or discussing creative works. Seven. Strongly disagree. That's all I want to do.
That is all you want to do.
All I want to do is pick apart people's work.
Yeah, I would say I'm probably a five on that too. I like love. That's like all we talk about.
Yeah. No, picking apart like the how somebody got to a creative point in there. That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah. I think it's like a five for me.
Seven.
You're more inclined to follow your head than your heart.
Ooh, four. Neutral. Completely neutral.
You're more inclined to follow your head than your heart.
I'm following both at the same time.
I know.
And that's
I feel like they're one in the same.
I'm trying to follow both. And I'm like, well, my heart didn't... I'm just like, I'm
you
getting
get
pulled
a little
into...
headstrong. You get a little head diva.
Really?
I think so for you. Like, you're like, always like, planned. And you're like, but this is gonna... I'm like, girl, would
but
you wear
I'm
that?
Like,
would you do that? And you're
but
like,
I feel. But then I'm like, but I feel like... My heart and my gut is telling me, like, I do that too, though. I'm trying to do, I'm a Gemini, it's both. I'm flipping, flopping all the time.
Right.
I think 1 minute I'm head, 1 minute I'm heart.
Yeah. I think I'm like a mostly a heart person. Like, I think I need more head.
I know that's right, sister. Yeah,
but it's like true though, actually. Like, I'm like, can we maybe think before we do things next time?
Yeah, you do need
more. I just like whatever I'm feeling, I'm like, yes, I need that.
You do need to think more.
Yeah. My head needs to catch up with the heart.
Yeah, you do just like act on impulse.
Yeah, I love it. And like whatever I'm feeling, like it felt right.
Yeah, you're an impulsive diva for sure. You're not using your head. As much as some.
But I think I'd probably be like the one over. Six.
You're more inclined to follow your heart, basically.
Yeah.
So would you be closer to your heart with a five or with a six?
If one is head and seven is heart and four is you use both equally.
Seven is heart?
Is there a seven? We need a visual.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Babe. One is yes, two is no. The questions are worded the way they're worded.
So, seven's dislike?
Yes.
So, head and heart, like, how do you...
The question is, you are more inclined to follow your either head or I don't remember the question.
So, which one's first?
Like, the question is, you're more inclined to follow your head than your heart. So if you're like, yes, I agree, I follow my head more. Yeah.
So you do not follow your head. You follow your heart. So I would say you're probably the one down from seven, which would be you follow your head. Fuck. You're a six. Moving on. Okay, look. You are more inclined to follow your head than your heart.
Oh, this makes sense. Okay.
I am in the middle. I'm a four.
Well, there's no number. Oh my god.
This is one. This is seven. You can figure it out.
Wait, that's seven? Why would one start on the right?
Because you read right to left? What are you talking about?
I read left to right.
I think we've done the personality quiz.
You read left
quiz.
To right. You read left to right.
All right, you do. So the numbers start on the left. Yes, whatever. Whatever. I got my right and left confused. Yeah. It goes one on the left, two, three, four, five, six, seven to the right. Just like how you read.
Oh my god. Oh.
So how do you not understand that?
You just said it wrong.
I said it wrong. I got my right and left confused. You got me. You got me. But it's literally labeled. It's not labeled, but you start on the left with one, and then to the right is seven.
Okay, I'm a six. I'm a six.
Like, if anything, we don't even do the personality test. Like, you're dumb and I'm a bitch. Like,
you just said it wrong. I was right. And you were like, no, it's the way you read from right to left.
It's the way you read. That's not period. How you read. And then I got my right and left confused. I'm done. We get it.
You're dumb. I'm caveman Violet. Like, okay. And then screaming at me.
Well, babe, we're trying to get you to get the scale correct for the past 30
minutes. Have you gotten the scale correct the whole
it's
time?
It's hard the way they word the stuff.
Left or right?
Once you start going, then I start getting confused. It's giving buttery, flaky crust.
It's giving buttery, flaky crust.
Like, I'm the girl, you're the guy. And I'm like, whoa. Oh my God.
Yeah, see, that is your personality type. It's not me.
You usually prefer just doing what you like at any given moment instead of planning a particular daily routine.
Seven or one. Well, there's no numbers anymore. And then you got confused. I agree.
Same.
You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet.
Two.
All right. When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you.
I never think of that.
I never do either.
I've never been like, wow, that person really likes me. I wonder when
they're going to stop liking me.
No, never is there cross of mind.
I'm going to 100% disagree with that.
Disagree.
Too.
I've never.
That's so sad for someone to think of
if
that.
If someone thinks about that immediately, that's so sad.
It's so sad.
I've never in my life been like, they're so into me. I can't wait for them to hate me. Never.
That's crazy. You
like, that's also on you. If you stop liking me, that's your problem.
Right. Yeah, no, that's insane. Imagine, like, I'm like, Violet, I love you. And you're like, oh no, when is
it going to change over? Yeah.
What the hell? That's insane.
You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time. Agree. One.
I think I'm a three. I love alone, but I like need people. I could never be in like an office by myself all day.
But like, oof. If we work in a creative field, like even on Drag Race, this was, I had so many group challenges in my season and I was going berserk. I was losing my fucking mind.
It
I was like,
stresses you out being responsible for someone else's drag. In this industry, it's like, girl.
No, I'm like, the reason I signed up is to do my art. Like, there's no rules. I got to do whatever I wanted. Like, that's the whole allure of drag. And now you're telling me I have to worry about Betty Lou Who over here? Like,
no.
I don't give a fuck. Like, what? This is my art. Like,
it's insane. Yeah.
No. That's don't want to work with anyone.
Yeah.
Not a, general, not a team. Though,
I'd rather see some people.
Well, yeah, like seeing people and working with people are different.
Right. Well, the question's subjective.
A job.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, so if they offered you a job, like,
I don't want to work.
I know.
I don't want to work at all. How about that?
That's what I thought I was going to ask. Like, would you rather have a job that requires more work? I was like, no. You believe that pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time? Disagree.
I'm a six.
I'm a seven. I love pondering.
I can see how sometimes, like, when I do daydream about stuff that is philanthropic, philosophical, whatever the fuck, philanthropic, philosophical, I'm like, okay, well, no one's ever going to really know, so I might as well go do something that I do know about. Like, right. I do, I'm like, okay, well, I don't know, and I'm never going to know, so why don't I, like, go make something in the meantime?
Yeah. I love thinking and spiraling. Like, what happens after death? Like, that forever. I'm like, what is going on?
No, I mean, I like the fantasy element of it, of not knowing and, like, the unknown. I love that, but I got other shit to do, sweetie.
Fantasy.
The fantasy of death.
Yeah. It is fantasy.
Y'all made it up.
Yeah.
No one actually fucking knows. It's literally a story.
Yeah.
You feel more drawn to places with busy, bustling atmospheres than quiet, intimate places.
I'm a neutral.
I'm neutral for sure. Four. I love neutral. Both.
I do too. 100%. Need both.
I love chaos
and I need to be
quiet.
Alone. Yes. Nothing in between. When you're trying to be quiet and there's a little noise, worst thing in my life.
No, even just then, there was a helicopter when we were doing our solo and I was like, I have to go.
You know at first glance how someone is feeling. Oh, I'm a hard, hard seven. I'm like, literally, I disagree.
I have no clue either.
I look at someone, I will be like dancing and they will have the worst time of their lives. I'm like, you didn't have fun?
I think I'm a six. I think I'm a little bit of a better read on people than you are.
I'm so bad. I'm like, really? You were crying the whole time. I thought we had fun.
I don't even think I'm really like that concerned with. I'm like, okay, are you into it or not? Don't care. Moving on. Like,
yeah.
I'm a six.
You often feel overwhelmed. I'm
one.
I agree. 100%.
I'm a one.
At all times.
I think life is overwhelming.
I am always overwhelmed. If you see me not overwhelmed, I'll be dead. I'll be in a coffin.
No, if you see me not overwhelmed, that means I'm drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Like, you complete things methodically without skipping over any steps.
I'm a two. Very interested to see what your response is for this one.
I am a six. I love skipping
steps. You are the queen of skipping steps.
I mean, with
the
my
queen of it.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, my makeup takes 30 minutes because I found every possible way I can skip a step.
You love to skip a step.
Line. If I can get to the finish line, honey, I will skip that bitch.
I don't like skipping steps. It always ends up being harder.
It does sometimes.
If you would have done the steps right, it wouldn't be as hard as it is now.
Right, which is true.
And I've learned that the hard way many, many, many times.
Yeah, knowing like life and things you don't know, like it's like a one hit wonder, like a one shot. It's hard to not. I don't skip that many steps, I feel.
But what is an example of a one shot, one hit wonder?
Like a job, like it's like, oh, you have to go to this acting, like, you're like, you go like a commercial
well,
or something.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not going to study. Like, I'm just going to, like,
yeah,
no,
you take
like,
the
I'm
opportunity.
The things. But when it's like makeup or whatever, I'm like, skip it. Fast. Let's go. Moving on.
I want to be like that, but I'm just not. I think I'm like, no, we, I, but I'm not like perfect either with the steps. So.
You are very intrigued by things labeled as controversial. Oh,
one.
Agree,
one, honey. One,
I
one,
love
one.
Controversial divas.
You love, I may be a two just in comparison to you. I'm changed mine to two because Mick loves controversial stuff. There's no way we're on the same level with it, actually. Now that, like, I'm a two. You love controversial things.
It's crazy. I love it. I'm like, she said what? She's doing what?
That's not even
they did.
That's
what?
Not even what I'm talking about. But sure,
I said they did what?
Yeah, it sounds like some sort of Real Housewives things. I'm thinking more like
I know you what you're love, thinking.
Like,
stuff
you like are into like polarizing historical events.
Yes, I think it's crazy.
It is crazy. And I'm intrigued by them as well.
Yeah.
But not as much as you are.
Yeah. I agree. You would pass along a good opportunity if you thought someone else needed it more. Disagree. Mm. Well, the
It depends on who.
Well,
that
just
one's
in general,
tricky. I'm going to say
like if
neutral.
If you saw a random person that they like, if they needed
a random person?
I think we're doing like general.
It's hard to say.
And also, it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like
needed it more. Needed what? The opportunity.
Who needs a good opportunity more?
Babe, we work in show business. If so, like, there's no way we're passing up an opportunity for someone else. That's not how this works.
Yeah, I think I'm a six.
I
need
don't
that
know.
Opportunity.
I think I need
like,
every
did I not need it?
Yeah, when did I not need it?
But someone needed it.
It's a
more.
Doggy, but how are we? How do you know that? How do you know someone's whole life by looking at them?
Right. You don't.
You don't.
And also, like, what's the scale of needing this job?
Why is it always, why is it a job? It's opportunity.
Oh. Meta. I
like,
don't know.
Food? Like, what are we, like?
Oh. Yeah. Well, that would be different, I think. I was.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, well, the opportunity of what? Like.
Like, I was thinking about, like, a role. But I guess right. If you're talking about, like, food, then,
well,
yeah,
that's
I
what
guess.
I'm saying. I'm like,
starving.
I would give my food to someone if I saw they were starving and I had a fucking banana. Like,
I was thinking about jobs. But, yeah, if it's, like, food and stuff, I
but
guess.
But it says opportunity. I guess that is more, like, businessy.
But you can think of an opportunity to get food.
An opportunity is anything.
You're on Survivor.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, thinking about it in, like, the most basic animalistic way of thinking.
Well, then I would definitely, if someone's starving to death, help them. But if they were going to get the role, I'm like, no, I need it.
I know. Well, it's hard because we work in showbiz. Hey. I'm going to say that I am a five.
All right. I'll stick with my six.
You struggle with deadlines. I'm going to say I'm a two. I do struggle with deadlines.
I'll say I'm a three.
What?
I feel like I always make the deadline. I'm always on time. I'm a punctual diva, and I always have a deadline.
You are punctual, but I'm thinking more like project deadlines.
When do I miss deadlines?
A lot.
Really?
When there's projects we've prepped for in the past where you are like...
I always get it done.
It's by the skin of your back, skin of your chin, whatever the fuck that phrase is.
I'm there, honey, though.
Do you miss the deadline? Maybe you don't.
Missing a deadline?
I don't think I do
that.
Also, the term deadline is
crazy. Like,
crazy to
like
say.
Getting a paper
like,
on an office.
Like
yeah,
full
like,
outline. Yeah. Do I miss a deadline? I mean, I mean, yeah. Taxes.
I guess I missed that.
That's a big one. I definitely have missed that deadline a few times in my.
These are so relative. It's like
no,
hard.
No, I know. It's hard. Do you struggle with deadlines? I'm going to say I do. I'm a two. No, I'm a three. I'm a three. Put me for three.
I'm going to say I'm a six.
You're a liar. You feel confident that things will work out for you.
Agree. 100%.
I'm going to say that I'm a two. Because I do worry.
You do.
But I believe in the bigger plan of life.
I know.
It may not work out the way I wanted it to, but it will work out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm a two.
Right. See results. Da 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 da. I'm a debater. ENTPA.
I'm ISTPT. And it says virtuoso.
Mine says debater.
Mine says virtuoso. And then it says, virtuosos are innovative and practical experimenters, masters of all kinds of tools.
Ooh.
And it says, energy. They're 62% introverted. Introverted individuals tend to prefer fewer yet deep and meaningful social interactions and often feel drawn to calmer environments.
That's true.
Mind. Observant. Observant individuals are pragmatic and down to earth. They tend to have strong focus on what is happening or very likely to happen.
That's true.
Also true. Nature. Thinking. Thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality, often dismissing emotions in favor of logic. They tend to see effectiveness as more important than social harmony.
I see that for you too.
Tactics. Prospecting. Prospecting individuals are very good at improvising and adapting to opportunities. They tend to be flexible, nonconformists who value novelty above stability. I don't know about that
one. I don't know that one either for you. Flexible?
Well, this is also 50. It's 47-53. So I'm like 4%. I'm like almost right down the middle of it's judging versus perspective. And I've had like 3%, 53% prospecting. Mm. So like it's basically 50-50. But I don't think I value novelty above stability.
No. No way.
I do value novelty, though.
You are a tchotchke.
But I love stability.
You need, yeah.
But I love novelty. I'm 50. It is giving 50-50. It is giving 50-50. Okay. Identity. Turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. Yes. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionists, and eager to improve. Absolutely agree with that. Oh my God, they have like celebrities that are also virtuosos.
Who?
Olivia Wilde, Michael Jordan, Clint Eastwood, Mila Jovovich, Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Indiana Jones. He's a real person of the series.
Indiana Jones. okay, I'm done.
Other people, James Bond, Jessica Jones. I don't know. Other people.
Well, mine is that I'm a debater. It says debaters are curious and flexible thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge.
I like the word debater.
I know. Energy. Extroverted individuals readily enjoy group activities and value social interaction. They tend to be outwardly enthusiastic and express their excitement.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. Mind. Intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities.
True.
Nature. Thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality, often dismissing emotions in favor of logic. They tend to see effectiveness as more important than social harmony.
I don't agree with that one necessarily. What percent is
that? 66.
Read it again.
Thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality, often dismissing emotions in favor of logic. I don't agree with that one at all. No, yeah.
You act on your emotions 100%.
Weird. Wrong. In my opinion. Tactics. Prospecting individuals are very good at improvising and adapting to opportunities. They tend to be flexible, nonconformists who value novelty more above stability. Oh, novelty above stability.
What percent is that one for you?
68.
I would say you definitely value novelty above stability.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, you bought a fuck. I can't. Some of the stuff is so novelty.
I love novelty.
And it is just irrational as hell.
What can I say? Identity. I'm assertive. Assertive individuals are self-assured, even-tempered, and resistant to stress.
Ooh. Not true.
They refuse to worry too much and tend to be self-confident when striving to achieve goals.
I think you don't worry enough, which is why it builds up, and then you have a huge worry attack.
Yeah, that's what happens. I literally am just so wild. Yeah.
You're so, like, don't care all the time, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. When all those deadlines come.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, gotta make those.
So, like, technically not
it's a
56, wrong.
So it's okay, like, 50, yeah. Don't worry for them. Then I'll just type in my email, and we just get to see what celebrities are also like me, like Indiana Jones. Weird Al.
That makes sense. 100%.
Say no more. Sarah Silverman, Mark Twain, Thomas Edison.
Wait, so how did Thomas Edison take this test? How did Mark Twain take this?
Wait, yeah.
In my brain, like, people have either, like, done this exact website test. Like, how do they know?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
That also makes sense. But I'm how very are they
Captain Jack Sparrow?
This test doesn't seem legitimate. If they're putting
the Joker characters. Yeah, how did the Joker take the test?
Like, how did Captain Jack Sparrow take this test? What he would do in these because I of think, that one scene I in that one
Indiana
movie.
Indiana Jones like, would the follow with his head more than his heart.
Yeah, like, I think Captain Jack Sparrow would think, what do people think bad about me once they think good about me?
Yeah.
Like, no. Like,
in a room, like, Indiana Jones would not say that.
Indiana Jones would. He would care what people think. He would.
That is so
Captain Jack would immediately think about the consequence.
That is funny.
Okay, so this is what it says on crystalnose.com. People with ICP personality type tend to be curious, blah, blah, blah. What is, okay, where is the compatibility? Jesus Christ. How can ISTP and ENTP types communicate effectively with each other? Let's really get into this one.
Rachel's on that driver's seat. She's like, please.
please
learn.
Please. Okay. ISTPs and ENTPs are both thinking, perceiving personalities, meaning they tend to think through decisions logically and prefer to avoid following strict rules, schedules, or processes. That makes sense?
Yep.
However, ISTPs, which is me. However, ISTPs usually prefer spending time alone and focusing on specifics of the situation, while ENTPs tend to enjoy being around other people and thinking up creative solutions to problems.
Yes.
That is true.
That's so true.
I'm so like, I gotta go home, babe.
You have, like, in the middle of a sentence, I'll be like,
ah. I'm so like, catch you later.
I know, and I had to learn that. I was like so offended at first. I was like, wait, why? I'm like, oh my God. And now I'm like, all right, she'll just give her a minute.
Yeah, I just need a fucking minute.
Yeah, like it was so crazy.
Oh my God. It was insane. I'd be like, babe, can I take five and cool off?
I never met someone like that before. It was always like, work it out. Like, don't go to bed angry vibes.
Oh,
like,
no. You know? Her, I'm like, she's I'll like, see you when I cool
oh,
down.
Oh, and then she's fine. Like, you're just like, okay, fine.
It's not that I'm fine. It's that I've taken a breath and I can think more clearly and not emotionally.
Yeah.
And now I am ready to resolve the thing.
Right.
Yeah. In a productive way.
Yeah, I'd never met someone like that.
Well, get into it, gorgeous.
Wow. Oh, I have.
Get into it. ISTP personality should be forward and open with ENTPs. Not going to happen. while ENTPs should allow ISTP space to work alone by addressing small questions or concerns through email or text. We actually figured that out on our own.
Yeah, we did. We did figure this out. Like a lot of trial and error, but figured this out.
I would say three or four trial and errors.
Yeah, as in trial and errors.
As in physical fights.
Yeah, physical fights. Calling them trial and errors.
That's funny.
After just three or four physical
altercations.
Physical trial and errors.
Woo! Oh, that's funny. God. Conflict between ISTPs and ENTPs should be addressed calmly and logically. ISTP types should try to engage in an honest, open discussion with ENTPs. ENTPs should listen carefully to ISTPs, recognizing that ISTPs don't enjoy debates and allowing them space if needed.
I agree with all that.
Period. Building trust. How ISTPs and ENTPs build time. Don't laugh. Period.
Building trust.
Building trust.
We're like camp right now. Like we have to like we're in marriage counseling. Like literally marriage counseling. Tell me how to gain your trust.
I'm trying. ISTPs are more likely to
to what?
You have to read the building trust section.
Okay. ISTPs are more likely to trust ENTPs who respect ISTPs' need for alone time. That's true. ENTPs also should recognize when ISTPs are not enjoying a debate or discuss and should allow them to walk away.
That just happened a minute
ago.
That's
what you're saying. ENTPs tend to trust ISTPs who can be honest and open when communicating their needs. ISTPs should also try to engage in regular discussion and conversation with ENTPs.
We talk a lot.
Well,
enough.
Yeah. Well, not when we argue. I'm like, that helped me with talking.
But this is about building trust.
I know, but I trust you more.
But I'm the ISTP. Read it again.
I'm the ENTP. ENTPs tend to trust ISTPs who can be honest and open when communicating their needs.
Yeah. And I'm very honest and open when communicating my needs.
Yeah. Well, no. Sometimes you're just like, have to go off. I'm like, what?
And that's me saying I need to go off.
I know, but I'm stressed because I'm like, you need to tell me what the issue is. I'm so confused.
Well, honey, if I walk away, that is the communication in my brain.
That's not communicating.
It's like, I'm going to bed. And you're like, you can't go to bed.
Well, that's in the middle of a fight. And we're like, wait, what are you talking about? Just tell me what I did. Or like, what's going on?
We've learned.
We won't communicate. So it says, I would trust you if you did that.
I'm glad we're listening to this thing.
Here comes working together.
Oh, gosh. Can't wait.
Both ISTPs and ENTPs bring balanced decision-making and flexibility to a workplace. However, ISTPs also offer attention to detail, while ENTPs offer creative solutions. I see that for us.
I do see that. I like when we get really analytical.
Love it.
I'll be like, I love when you do this. Mm-hmm. I love when you get your viewfinder out. And I'm like,
yeah, I get
that's
serious.
Great. Yeah. I love that. I love when you really like get to the nitty-gritty of the way things should look or be or
I love a fun perspective and solution, and you're really good at details.
And then we also
and
I think
love
can
when
be
you're
like
detailing things and you'll be so into it, and then I'll have a solution or something and you'll just go and you'll just do it and I'll be like work.
When does that happen?
All the time.
No, I think we're good. We can like analyze something creatively and be like, or should it be like this, or is it like that, or is it like this, and we can really like weigh the scales.
Yeah, this one says ISTPs can help ENTPs attend to smaller projects. So true. Like you help me like, you know, yeah, so T. And then while ENTPs can help ISTPs understand the bigger end goal. I think I do that.
What is our end goal? Death?
True.
Like, that's a great question, actually.
This one's managing stress.
Oh, God. Well, it's going to be like, doom.
ISTP and ENTP types need to seek to understand what brings stress to the other type and to try to avoid causing it when possible. Duh, bitch. You're commonly stressed by committing to long-term projects? Yeah. I don't see that for you.
I don't really
following
either.
Strict routines or schedules
doesn't stress me out.
I mean, if you had to stick to it, though, you would probably.
I wouldn't, or I
probably
would.
Probably would. I feel.
I mean, I try to get on a schedule, and I just can't. Yeah. My life is just too. I don't even know if I have the opportunity to get on a schedule.
Stressed by large groups of unfamiliar people.
Yes, I don't go to that. Don't do that.
Dealing with interpersonal conflict. That is.
What about it?
You're stressed by it.
What is interpersonal conflict? Like
so with yourself, stress.
Oh no, I'm not stressed about it.
Yes, you are.
With who?
Yourself.
With anybody that you get into a tiff with.
I nip
you're
it in
like,
the butt.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I stress out about it, and then I march right up to their fucking ugly ass little face and tell them exactly what I think, and then it's in the past.
After a lot of stress.
Yeah, I stress out about it until it's done.
You do put an end to things.
I put an end to things, and I move on.
I'm easily stressed by time spent alone or in silence. Oh my God. The second it goes quiet, it gets loud in here. Let me tell ya.
A doom scroller.
Oh my God. I had to delete the apps. I'm so crazy.
I'm a doom scroller too.
The second I'm left alone with my thoughts, doomsday. It's wild. Highly structured environments and routines.
That stresses you out?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever been in one.
I don't think you have. From what it sounds like, even in like...
Yeah, because if they're like highly
stuff,
they're
you're like mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm just like, no. And they're like, okay.
Right. Like, have you ever been in a highly structured environment?
Is school highly structured?
I feel like filming Drag Race is kind of highly structured. Like, 7 a.m., here's your oatmeal, go to set, go in the car, go put the makeup on, go. Like, filming a TV show is structured and intense.
If I was, like, actually forced at gunpoint, it would stress me out. But, like, I'm always just, like, at Drag Race, I'm like, chill.
That's not the narrative I heard.
Really? I feel like I'm always like, chill.
Are you joking? You're telling me at Drag Race.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm also stressed by jobs or careers that lack creative thinking. Oh, that would stress me out.
You couldn't do that.
I would never do that. ISTPs should openly communicate with ENTPs while ENTPs should give ISTPs.
Oh, we read that part.
We get it. You be open, you go away.
Yeah, basically it's just saying that when we get into a fight, I need to take five.
You need to take five and also tell me what's up.
And if I go silent, know that I'm taking five.
But I would like to know what's going on. It's saying.
Know it. I'm telling you right. This is me communicating with you right now on camera. If I go silent or walk away, that's me taking five.
Right. I know it's you taking five, but it's saying to also communicate why you're
I'm
taking
doing
five.
That right now.
Why are you taking
Because I can't handle it. Whatever it is.
Okay. You're motivated by being alone to think, pursuing new experiences and adventures, taking things apart and figuring out how they work.
The lamps.
Oh, nice.
Got to put that one back together.
Flexible schedules that allow them to be spontaneous. You love
I love a spontaneous. I want to be more spontaneous. I want to go on a hike or something.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm motivated by debates and discussions about an issue, parties, or large gatherings of people.
You like arguing and going out.
Yeah. Literally.
True.
Considering complex problems and engaging with other quick-witted people. Love
you. A quick-witted bitch will get you wet.
Nothing will get me
Nothing,
off more.
Literally, this has happened at least a few times, you guys. I'll be like, oh, I really like such and such. And Mick's like, no, not cool, not funny, not hot, not cool, not The second that person says something quick-witted, Mick's like, they're the best person I've ever
I like slowly
met.
Turn around. Someone could say it from across the room. I'm like,
you're like, did you just make a? You're like, they're at my speed.
Yeah, I'm like, was that joke funnier than mine?
They're on
like,
my level. Yeah. They're funny. They're as funny as me.
Yeah, if someone has like a joke or like a faster comment than what I was thinking, I'm like head
yeah,
exorcist.
And that's the only way you will ever earn Mick's respect, truly. Know that 100% out there. If you cannot make a funnier joke than Mick, faster than Mick, you're an idiot in Mick's eyes. And not cool. I've gone through this so many times, you guys. And you flip. The second they make a joke you like, you're like...
Obsessed.
New best friend.
It's true. It's true.
It's wild. You have to like prove yourself to Mick. Yes. Yeah. The lion. The lion.
Leo. Yeah, I just like, you know, I'm protective and in my zone. And if you're...
Until someone makes a funny joke. When you're like, you can come in.
Get in here. Inside me.
Get in here.
That is funny. Well, that's amazing.
I love that we already knew all of that.
I know. Well, it's good to see that we figured it out on our own.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
That is fun. We definitely knew all of that, I think.
Yeah. I love that for us. We really figured out how to...
I still don't... Does it say how we manage stress? We haven't figured that out.
I think you just told us how we are stressed.
Yeah. So is there a solution?
No.
Okay. Myers-Briggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be a drag name.
Myers-Briggs.
Please welcome to the stage. The diva, the doll, Miss Myers-Briggs.
That's funny as hell. She has everyone take a test. At the bar. That's
not
funny.
No.
You know, I'm there.
Wow. Well, we learned absolutely nothing, I think.
We learned how to count.
To read.
To read.
Which direction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, when I was counting.
Wow. We just learned so much, and I think it was all hot tea.
I mean, I feel like we've known all this the whole time.
That is actually true. We knew all
yeah,
of
no
that.
Tea.
We
just coffee.
We didn't learn anything. We didn't learn a single thing, but it just reaffirmed our... Turbulent.
Our trials and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations, for sure. And now I think we should take a attachment style test, but only for our Patreon exclusive divas.
Yes. So if you go over to our Patreon, you will see us take this little quiz. And let's get into it, honey.
All right. Well, we'll see you over there. And thank you guys so much for watching this episode of
No Gorge. Bye, Gorge.
No Gorge.